KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Good morning, this is Dr. Todd Royce with Positively Healthy, second Saturday edition. You've joined us today. I've been in practice here for 14 years in downtown Reading, serving the greatest community in the world and the most wonderful people that I can imagine working with. I'm a transplant from the Bay Area 14 years ago, but I really, really love it here. Today, we're talking about an extremely important subject. You're not going to want to miss this program. Stay tuned, because I'm going to share with you today something that's affecting everyone in this community, whether they have a family member who's directly affected by this or not. We're talking about autism. Autism is something that has exploded in this country particularly, and Reading is definitely no exception. So what is autism? It's a complex brain and neurological disorder that severely affects behavior and cognition. According to Gary Null, PhD, autistic children are extremely withdrawn and tend to live in their own fantasy worlds. They're often unable to express themselves verbally and do not make eye contact. Before I get into any of this, we're going to talk about what are the problems of autism. We're going to talk about some solutions, if not cures, that I'm aware of. There isn't a complete cure. I just want to say that my heart really goes out and my prayers go out to those parents suffering with these children. I've been fortunate enough in Reading. I think that my purpose in life is to set people free from the thinking that they're supposed to be sick all the time or tired all the time, or that parents are supposed to be exhausted dealing with their children with autism. I think God made us for something completely different, and I'm so blessed to be able to experience in my practice to see people set free on a regular basis, not because I'm great, but because what God put in their bodies is great. If they just work in tune with God's laws, amazing things happen. I like this quote. It's from Florence Andre, whom I don't know who that is, but she said, "Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in an attractive and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, chocolate in one hand, champagne in the other, body thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and screaming, 'Woohoo! What a ride!'" That's what I think we're made for, and that's what I fortunately get to live and see. And so what I'm here for this morning, away from my four amazing boys that I'm raising, is what kind of legacy are we leaving for these children? And it's an amazing thing to see all these parents dealing with autism is such a tough condition. And you look at these children who, other than just not never being able to often express love to their parents, never being able to connect to the people who love them so much, they deal with many other things. They deal with weak immune systems and increased autoimmunity, even increased allergies. They deal with high levels of seizures. It's estimated that between 30 and 82% of children with autism develop seizures. This is caused by severe nerve interference and brain inflammation. Now, why that is, we're going to get into in a bit. The neurons in the microglia. Now, forgive me if I give some doctor speak. Feel free if you want to call in 605-4567 and you want to ask any questions or anything. Feel free to give a call while we're on the radio here. But the microglia are nerve immunity cells. They are the police, or the Pac-Mans, if you will, of the nerve cells to keep the nerves clean and clear and functioning. The microglia and the nerves are overexcited for so long they become exhausted and they die. The number and volume of vaccines completely overwhelms the nerve and immune systems and causes cell death. So anything that attacks the nervous system is going to affect everything in the body, since as most of you on the line know, the nervous system controls every single function in the body. So it's almost impossible to look up autism without thinking of vaccines. And there's a huge controversy on this, but I hope to allay some of the concerns and even some of the controversy on this. I really don't think it's very controversial anymore, especially those who are following current scientific literature. If you look online and you search autism and vaccines, the first, I don't know how many hits, but a ton of hits are all about how anti-vaccine people are completely insane, and they said that it's always directly or indirectly from pharmaceutical companies or people who are, incentivized in many cases by pharmaceutical companies, but they paint the picture that anyone who would point the finger at vaccines is some type of conspiracy theorist, tree hugger, hippie who has no basis in science. But the reality is, as you'll see after the break, we have to break in just a minute, but there is a tremendous link between vaccines and autism that really, if you're honest or intellectually aware, it cannot be denied. Before we take the break here, I just want to share this amazing statistic. In the mid-1980s, 1 in 10,000 births had autism. 1 in 10,000, 20 to 30 years ago. A few years ago, about 5 years ago, the CDC reported that it was 1 in 250. It's now 1 in 91 children born in the United States has autism. 1 in 91. We're going to talk about why that increase. Some states now have as many as 1 out of 3 with some type of mental disorder. Not okay. Thank you for joining us this morning. You're on KCNR 1460 Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The Westside Performing Arts Company proudly presents the American classic, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. One weekend only. Be sure to see this classic musical, the box office smash. Performances run one weekend only. So be sure to get your tickets now by calling the Cascade Theater box office or visiting cascadetheater.org. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, August 9th through the 11th. One weekend only at the Cascade Theater.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
The Salvation Army presents its 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Slow down.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio with Dr. Todd Royce, your host today. We're talking about autism, and we're not getting a whole lot into the different parts of the spectrum. I know parents battle a lot of different things with this, but we're talking about the autism vaccine link. And I'm going to quote from Dr. Russell Blaylock from the University of California. He says, more often than not, they just completely ignore the evidence. This is despite the fact that we produce dozens or even hundreds of studies that link vaccines and autism clinically and scientifically, but also clearly show the mechanism by which damage is being done, even on a molecular level. I get too excited. My mouth gets ahead of my heart. An amazing thing to talk about vaccines, in 1976, that's when I was six, I'm giving up my age, I'm getting older, but I'm feeling better every year. In 1976, children were given 10 vaccines before starting school. Now, U.S. children are expected to get 48 doses by the time they're six. 48 doses of vaccines by the time they're six. Barbara Lowe Fisher, and by the way, throughout today, I'm going to try to give you some resources. Check out NVIC, Nancy Victor Income Charlie, NVIC.org, Barbara Lowe Fisher. She will give you tremendous information on this. She quotes that there are 69 doses of 16 vaccines by age 18. That's three times as many vaccines as children got 25 years ago. Now, that's an amazing thing to think of. And when I'm a what's known as a principled chiropractor, it means that we live by a set of principles of the way God made our bodies. There are a small percentage of chiropractors who do believe that that chiropractors should be prescribing drugs. I would suggest that there's enough drugs out there, and this is not at all to disparage my colleagues because I respect them all, but I respectfully disagree that there are enough drugs out there and that we should deal with natural principles of healing. Whether or not the science will ever absolutely prove that this vaccine causes this condition and this causes that, we just believe that God did not forget the vaccine dispenser or the Tylenol dispenser, or that people need 57 drugs just to have permission to live, whether it's from their medical doctor or their chiropractor or whomever else. We just think that God knows how to build kids, and that with the tremendous incidence and increase in all these other diseases, we've got to take our masks off and open up and figure out something's going wrong here. In England, they have the highest incidence of autism births. They have more infant vaccines than any other country in the world, even more than the U.S., although we're not far behind. One of the greatest increases in autism occurred in England in 1992. That year, 6 new vaccines were introduced. The autism rate shot up 189%. 189% in 1 year when they increased 6 vaccines. So again, one of the common criticisms is that this is just tree-hugger anti-business or anti-conspiracy theory type people who are saying this stuff. But forgive me, I have about a 7-minute video. This is a video from the House Government Reform Committee. Representative Dan Burton, he had a grandchild that developed autism immediately after a vaccine. And so he had prominent scientists look into this. And so he decided he's the chairman for the House Government Reform Committee. He interviewed Dr. David Baskin and some other prominent scientists to figure out what they had to say. So this is not treehuggermonthly.com. This is on C-SPAN. And listen to what Dr. David Baskin had to say. We're going to interrupt this for a break, but you'll hear the first few minutes of it anyway.
My name is David Baskin. I'm a professor of neurosurgery and anesthesiology at Baylor College of Medicine. I'm a neurosurgeon. I do complex spine and brain surgery, about 350 cases a year. Now, as you said, Mr. Chairman, the autism is exploding. This is a recent cover of Time magazine talking about the fact that it looks like 1 in 150 children suffer from some form of autism. What is autism? It's a lifelong brain disorder with very severe problems communicating, responding to surroundings, and forming relationships. Most of these children, as you say, will grow up and will require lifelong care and cannot live independently. Horrible fact, over one half will never speak. Many of them will never be even able to look at their parents and tell them they love them. It's worse than Alzheimer's disease. There's been a tremendous focus on Alzheimer's disease, but these children never had a chance to enjoy life before they lost it. Next slide. Let's look at some medical definitions. What's a preservative? I looked it up in Stedman's Medical Dictionary, and it says that a preservative is a substance added to a product for the purpose of inhibiting or destroying microorganisms. Next slide. What's a poison? A poison is a substance that, when injected in a relatively small amount, causes damage to structures or disturbance of function. Next slide. Next slide, please. Now, while there's going to be quite a bit of debate this afternoon over dosages, make no mistake, there is the intent to put a preservative in these vaccines to prevent the growth of microorganisms has gone awry because the preservative that was used ended up being a poison. There is no debate in the scientific literature that mercury is a potent neurotoxin. We've known that since the late 1890s. The debate only comes to degree and extent and that sort of thing. So I don't think in the course of your deliberations today you should confuse that fact. We are talking about a known poison, neurotoxin, that's been added to these vaccines with the initial idea that it would function as a preservative. In addition, there was a discussion that there's no scientific data or evidence. I don't agree with that.
I'm going to pause it there because we need to break in just a moment. You're listening to Dr. Todd Royce. You're listening to Dr. David Baskin from Baylor University. And we're going to break, But I want to tell you, this is Dr. Todd Royce. Specific chiropractic care is helping these children. Just in case you just joined us or need to tune out, call my office right now to schedule an appointment or to have your children screened. We can help for just $47, a complete examination, including x-ray examination and report of findings. I also make a DVD of my, I give a vaccine talk a couple years back, and those DVDs are available free. That includes this and some other university studies on that. You can call my office at 243-0889. You can get that DVD completely free. It's all over the country right now, and I'm more than happy to give it out. If you want to be on our email list of upcoming talks. So you've joined me on KCNR 1460 Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media. Back in a moment.
You got to make the moment last, just kicking down the cobblestones.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? Ah, it's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I've got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce. We're talking about autism today. Right now we're talking about the autism vaccine link. We're listening to Dr. David Baskin from Baylor University, a neurosurgeon. He's talking about exactly how this toxin is poisoning people's brains. He's talking only about mercury, but it's important to note as he's talking about this that mercury has been eliminated from a lot of vaccines, although not all. But it's not just mercury that we're concerned about. I really believe that if parents knew what they were injecting into their beautiful, precious, and perfect and whole children, they would really second guess whether or not this is going to make them healthy in the long run. There's antibiotics, MSG, formaldehyde, aluminum, antifreeze, cells cultured from aborted human fetuses. Now, here's something to think of with that. However you stand on whether or not people should be aborted out of mothers' wombs, do you want those cells cultured? What they do is they need a host to know where to culture these viruses that they're growing in labs to be injected into our children. Do you want anything injected into your child which comes from an aborted human fetus? That's something to ask yourself and pray about. Monkey brain cells. By the way, if you don't believe me, go to the Merck website. It's M-E-R-C-K. More about Merck in a couple minutes. Go to their website. You have to kind of look up some of these ingredients and what the names are and how they kind of have a sleight of hand in their so-called science on their website, but you can look it up yourself on the website. So we're rejoining Dr. David Baskin, and we're also going to hear from Dr. Mark Geyer. This is on C-SPAN. This is a congressional hearing on autism and vaccines. We have about 5 minutes left of this, so bear with me.
Is the International Meeting for Autism Research at the Society for Neuroscience. A number of investigators around the world are finding similar things. At Columbia University, there's now a model in mice who are injected with low doses of thimerosal, very similar to what's given in human vaccines. these mice develop neurological deficits that look like autism, and when you take their brains out and you analyze them, they have the same type of brain damage. There's evidence that thimerosal not only binds to the proteins you saw in the cartoon, but also binds to sulfur groups, which are pretty essential groups for the membrane. So this is probably how it punches holes in the membrane. This is work at Northwestern. And a very important work that's coming out of a number of NIH-funded centers is that if you give a patient thimerosal, you can take their lymphocytes and make them killer lymphocytes and trigger the onset of autoimmune disease. Mercury is a known neurotoxin, and you know what? It's still being given today in flu vaccines to pregnant mothers and to children. Why? It's not necessary. This slide summarizes the CDC's VSD data regarding the...
This is Dr. Mark Geyer. He's a researcher. Again, this is a congressional hearing you're listening to. I'm skipping around sometimes to save us all time.
...ultra risk of autism versus the mercury dose that the child received. When we saw this, we were very, very disturbed, despite the fact that our study had shown that two populations, one population had received a vaccine with thimerosal and the other didn't, were statistically different. This is more powerful data because this is a plot of the amount of mercury that a child received versus the amount of autism. And it turns out that this plot is not linear. In fact, it goes up faster and faster with increasing mercury doses from childhood vaccines. I mean, there are two issues. One is, can thimerosal cause autism? And another is, does it cause a significant part? I mean, maybe it only causes 1% of autism. This tells you that it causes a very significant part of the autism, is that they have the number of doses per lot number. So with that information, you could investigate the possibility of a bad lot. I look in my VAERS data, and I find some lots that have far more reported reactions than others, but I don't know how big the lots were. If I knew how big the lots were, I could tell you, yes, there was a bad lot of particular vaccine made in such and such a year, or no, there wasn't. And that information I've been unable to get with or without any agreements.
So what you're saying is if it's an average-sized lot, but there's a higher incidence of side effects.
Well, I don't know. I mean, let's say I look at two lots, and one of them has 100,000 reactions and one of them has 10,000 reactions. Could be that the 100,000 was a 10 times bigger lot. If I average them, that's not valid. I have to know. And they know exactly how many doses were in each lot. And if they release that, we could look lot by lot through the VAERS data and say, well, there was a bad lot. Boy, it had 20 times. And we could do statistics to see whether it was just by random choice, a chance, or whether it was real that a particularly bad lot was made. There's been a lot of literature on bad lots. In fact, in the 1980s, the FDA used to keep a list called the hot lot list. And they also had trouble getting the numbers. But they have the numbers now to do it, and they won't release these to any scientists. And they won't allow people to discuss which vaccine company makes a worse vaccine when they're two of the same vaccine made by the same company. And I think consumers are entitled to that kind of information. It's sort of like, you know, you get an automobile crash test and you find, gee, one car is a lot safer than the other when it runs into a wall, but we're not going to tell you which kind of car. Well, they tell us which kind of car, but they won't tell us which vaccine producer. They won't allow it to be released, which vaccine producer makes a safer vaccine. And I think with our children and our lives, it's critical that we have that information.
Dr. Geyer, I think you indicated that...
This is Representative Burton, the Government Reform Committee chairman.
In some cases, kids are getting 100 times the amount that of mercury that would be tolerable at one time.
Yes, in fact, some of those calculations are over 100 times.
So a child that got multiple vaccines in one day could conceivably be getting more than 100 times the amount, according to EPA, that's a tolerable level of mercury in one fell swoop.
Yes, and their levels are actually conservative because they meant by ingestion, not by injection.
Mm-hmm.
So their studies were not usually
so
by injection.
The injection would be actually
it's worse,
yes. much more lethal, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that these children overdose.
There's none so blind as those that will not see. You just sit there and you keep saying over and over and over again that you think that there's not a real danger for having this mercury in these vaccines. There's been 1,500 plus articles written saying that there is a problem. We've got scientists from all over the world coming in here. You saw a demonstration from a Canadian tape showing the impact of a minute amount of mercury in brain cells, and yet you continue to say, well, we don't think that a very small amount of mercury in it, but you don't know because there's no study that you put out that I've seen, not one, that says categorically that mercury in vaccines does not cause neurological problems. You can't tell me that today. You've hedged all over that issue, and you guys just continue to keep coming up here and making excuses, and I don't understand why. Why not just get it out of there?
It's time for a break. Again, you've joined Dr. Todd Royce. We're done with that video. How important that is. Again, if you want a free DVD of that, as well as my talk on vaccines, which helps also give you ideas of what to do if your children are damaged from vaccines, in that talk, there's no strings attached. It's not going to be an MLM thing or anything. Just call and get a free DVD. No big deal. Belinda's waiting right now. Call 243-0889. Call to get that free DVD, or if you want your child checked to see if we can help, if you're concerned about autism or anything within the autism spectrum or even ADHD, give us a call, 243-0889. We need to take a break. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce on Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
You move too fast. You got to make the moment last, just kicking down.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, National Guard, or are a reservist who has deployed to active duty, there are many programs and services available to you. On Friday, July 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall next to the downtown post office on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be a multitude of organizations there to assist with employment, moving into permanent housing, transportation, and medical services. A complimentary lunch and other refreshments are provided. Every veteran is welcome. Please allow us to serve those of you who have served by attending the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair. Remember, it's Friday, July the 20th at the Veterans Memorial Hall. We'll see you there.
The Red Bluff chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation will host its annual Hunting Heritage Banquet on Saturday, July 28th at the Red Bluff Community Center in Red Bluff, California. There's going to be fun for the whole family with games, raffles, and auctions. Doors open at 5:30 and dinner is at 7:30. For tickets, contact Shane at 530-949-7034.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Well, I'm cooking up some ideas to straighten you out here on Sundays at KCNR 1460 AM from 10 AM to 12 noon.
Wait a minute. I can get that at home.
Well, you can, but it's more fun when everybody else is listening.
Why not listen and join in on the fun?
We entertain, inform, and just have a good old time.
Gosh, Rooney, am I in trouble?
You bet you are.
Be sure to listen Sundays from 10 to noon to Don and Judy here on 1460 AM KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy. Forgive me, gosh, this hasn't been very positive so far for this first half, and believe me, we're going to get to solutions. And to some of you hearing this program, you must be sitting thinking, it's so obvious that I can't even tell you how many parents I've sat in front of who just say that they wish they had heard this before, because the day after or 2 days after or the day of vaccinations for their children went massively downhill. Seriously consider that. I'm not saying all vaccines are bad. Seriously weigh that decision and look at all the evidence and look at both sides of it. But this might sway you in one direction. Merck is under two lawsuits. Merck is one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. They're under two lawsuits right now. There's one case that two former Merck virologists, they're the people who developed the vaccines, they accused their former employer of overstating the effectiveness of the mumps vaccine. That's, of course, included in the recommended schedule, included in the MMR shot, which, of course, have cost our government, that means you and me, hundreds of millions of dollars. So even if you think you're not affected by this, your tax dollars are funding these vaccines. This is a quote from NASDAQ.com. Stephen Crawling and Joan Wolokowski brutalizing her name, excuse me, were Merck virologists who claim in their unsealed complaint that they witnessed firsthand the improper testing and data falsification in which Merck engaged to artificially inflate the vaccine's efficacy findings. Later it says Merck, which stressed that none of these allegations relate to the safety of its product, said the lawsuit is completely without merit and that it plans to vigorously defend itself. The safety is not being questioned, although it should be. In this lawsuit, what's being questioned is efficacy. Does the stuff even work? In a moment, we're going to talk about whether or not it even matters if it works to prevent those particular diseases. By the way, they need to have 95% efficacy. There's another lawsuit that says Merck has known for a decade that its mumps vaccine is far less effective than it tells the government, and it falsified test results and sold millions of doses of questionable efficacy, flooding and monopolizing the market, a primary caregiver claims in a federal antitrust class action. His name is Dr. Chatham. He says they have to have 95% effectiveness. The claim that they deterred and excluded competing manufacturers who would enter the risky and expensive vaccine market only if they believed they could craft a better product. Now, understand, they're under those lawsuits right now, and I could go on and on about that. I am absolutely 100% for Merck being able to do what they want without government regulation. I just don't think government should favor and hold them immune to what they do, and I definitely think that the buyer should beware of what they're putting into theirs and their children's bodies. And again, take a look at this thing. Chiropractic is a set of principles that we look objectively at things and say, did God really make us to need 69 vaccines by the time we're 18 years old? Or did he develop an immune system that's supposed to get a few illnesses as we grow up to strengthen? There are lots of studies on children and adults getting cancers. How many of you know anyone with cancer? And other debilitating, deadly conditions from their immune systems not developing normally, getting some of these colds and measles occasionally and mumps and these other things. If we're not allowed to get any of those, assuming the vaccines work, we're getting weaker and weaker in our immune systems, and we're developing many problems because of that. We have the principled man is the principled man. Are you going to stand up for principles? Medicine doesn't have a set of guiding principles. Now, I know tons of medical doctors who are amazing people, but medicine as a whole, it appears that over the last certainly 20, but maybe 60, 80 years has been, the goal appears to be get as many drugs into the bodies of our citizens as possible. Now, again, their companies, they're supposed to sell their wares just like Walmart wants to sell you as many beach balls or whatever as possible. It's no different, and I respect their right to do that. But again, buyer beware. Do you really think that your children need 69 doses of mercury in some of them, of formaldehyde, of aluminum and aluminum salts, of aborted human fetus tissue? Do they need this many doses of that sort of thing? And we're due for a break in just a moment here, but I just want to say, again, if you're concerned about this, if you want to evaluate, specific chiropractors have been helping people with autism. When we come back, it's going to be more positive, more happy stuff. We're going to talk about some solutions to this. But we've been able to help a lot of people with autism, with other autism spectrum disorders. Specific chiropractic care is helping these children. If you're interested in finding out how the heck can a chiropractor, people think that, what can a bone cruncher do for my child or my adult patient with anything in the autism spectrum, call my office to find out. We deal with vertebral subluxation. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. But you can schedule an appointment to have your children screened to see if we can help. We do neurological tests. We do x-rays. We find out exactly what the condition of the nervous system is, and you can find out if you can be helped. I don't know if the people you know can be helped, but it doesn't. The only thing it's going to cost you to find out if you can be helped is $47. It's normally $250 to $400. Also, as I mentioned earlier, if you want a copy of my DVD on vaccinations and are they right for your family, it's a couple years old, but it's still very, very relevant. You can call my office. If you want the exam, it's 243-0889. Belinda's there right now. She's taking your call. Or if you have any questions, those DVDs are completely free. We're not going to try to do anything except serve you. I'm here to serve this community. Get the DVD. Or if you want to get examined or have your child examined, call the office, 243-0889. 89. It's time for a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460 with Dr. Todd Royce, the home of Free Fire Media.
You got to make the moment last, just kicking down the cobblestones.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio. We were just talking during the break about seven generations. The Native Americans view that what they want to influence, they want to look seven generations back and seven generations forward with all the decisions that they make. They want to think of what is their legacy. That's what I wake up thinking about every day. What is my legacy? Not just to my children, but the children's children and everything. And she was talking about her grandmother. We're supposed to learn from our grandparents. Where are most of our grandparents right now? It makes me tear up to think about that so many of them are in assisted living right now at the very time when they're supposed to be at their peak of wisdom and knowledge and bequeathing blessing. The Bible says that a good parent leaves an inheritance to his children and his children's children. Now, that's not just financial. Of course, that's important. But what about the wisdom and the blessings they're supposed to be bequeathed? Now, what if we are constantly, yes, it's definitely nutritional too, which we're going to talk about in a second. But what is the effect of loading 69 chemical-laden vaccines into everybody's bodies? And you look at this generation now, and more chemicals and an aspirin. There's a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. What is the effect of that for people? Think about that. Go into a nursing home and ask, why is it that people look like they do? So few of them are awake and cognizant and able to function and give blessings. So now we're going to move into, now that we understand, of course, what autism is and at least one of the major factors in people getting autism, what are the solutions? So what do we do? Again, we want to look at general principles. Chiropractic is a deductive science. There's a major premise of chiropractic that says this, that a universal intelligence, or God created all matter, universal intelligence is in all matter and continually gives to it all its properties and actions, thus maintaining it in existence. That's something you could ponder for 1,000 years and maybe not fully understand, but God put an intelligence in your body. If you work with the way you're designed, or if you believe you evolved from dirt, that's perfectly fine. But whatever, you have a wisdom inside your body that can run and heal your body. And chiropractors or any other doctor, God does not need help to run your body. He just needs no interference. So we're going to talk about if you've already interfered, if your children were born with subluxation misalignments in their spine and never been adjusted, if they've been raised with tons of medications. It's amazing to me how many parents think that their child can never even get a headache or a fever without some type of drug pumped into their body. Your body is wise. Please think about that. And by the way, I'm expanding on that concept next Wednesday. I'm pretty sure the class is full, but we're giving another one August 1st. If you'd like to join, we're talking about these principles on a much bigger scale. Just call my office at 243-0889. We can get you scheduled for this one or a future one. But we're talking about these principles. But back to that it's amazing how many parents think that their child can never get a bruise without some type of drug in their body. But so how do we deal with this? The number one thing, there, we're going to talk about four things you can do to help your child or yourself or whoever you know who has autism. The first thing is nutrition. Now, I give long talks about nutrition, but it is so important what you put in your body. Garbage in, garbage out. I'll just kind of summarize this with this, what's happened in our society. It's almost just amazing to me that we'll be sitting at the, not necessarily in my family, but we see this so often. We see the kid eating Cheetos and he feeds one to the dog and the mom says, "Don't give the Cheetos to the dog. That's bad for the dog." It's great for the kid, but it's bad for the dog. I love my dog. I have two dogs and two cats. I love my animals, but I tell you what, I care more about what I feed my kids than what I feed my dog. And that's my dogs, and that's a pretty, should be obvious. So nutrition should emphasize, the simple prescription for nutrition is eat meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. In other words, the main thing we want to do with nutrition is eat lean, healthy, ideally grass-fed proteins. Look into Lazy 69 Ranch, who advertises here. Call up Country Organics. They can bring you healthy meats and vegetables. If you don't know Country Organics, look them up online. It's just a phenomenal family operation. They're amazing folks. Eat lean, healthy proteins, a lot of vegetables, and some fruit. Keep it simple. Low insulin-producing foods, because lots of sugars poison the brain and further weaken the nervous system and therefore the immune system. Emphasize live foods with enzymes, lots of live vegetables. Yesterday I made one of the tastiest things I ever made. I made some Korean beef and a kale salad. This just had chopped up kale, tiny and fine, kept it raw. With tomatoes, olive oil, tons of garlic and salt and pepper. It's one of the tastiest things I've ever had. Believe me, you're not eating healthy is not torture. Feed your body healthy foods. So supplements are very important, especially if someone's nervous system's been poisoned and they have autism. Multivitamin, multimineral, make sure there's a lot of B vitamins and choline. Fish oil, you should be taking fish oil. I have it at my office, but get it at Costco. It's cheaper at Costco, and there's no mercury in fish oil. It's almost impossible to put it in there. Take probiotics and enzymes, and again, avoid sugar. Avoid the deadly three above all. Avoid the deadly three, which are artificial sweeteners. That means almost every gum on the shelf has artificial sweeteners. Stop putting that stuff in your kids' bodies, whether they have autism spectrum or not. Go get Xylitol at Orchard Nutrition. Xylitol has no artificial sweeteners. It's sweetened with xylitol, which is a healthy sugar for your body if you got to have sugar. So artificial sweeteners, hydrogenated oils, never ever give them that, because as damaged as the neurons, the nerve cells already are in their bodies, hydrogenated oils replace the membranes of those nerve cells with essentially plastic and make the condition work. I promise, please get your kids off hydrogenated oils and excitotoxins like MSG. Those are the deadly three. The second thing is exercise. Get your kids moving. I'm the strength and conditioning coach for the Sun Oaks Aquatics of Reading swim team, and I do CrossFit methods because it's fantastic. And I was talking with the coach, that one of the coaches who's in from out of town from Chicago, and he talks like this because he's from Chicago, and it's pretty fun to talk to him, not because he knows a lot, but because he talks like he's from Chicago. Anyway, he was a teacher for autistic kids, and the first thing he used to do, we had the greatest conversation because he knows it's all about brainstem health, and the first thing he would do is get them to run and exercise, tire them out a little bit. Half the kids are bouncing off the walls because they never get out and exercise. They exercise their thumbs in their video games and their texting, but give them time to get out and exercise. If you wonder about CrossFit, call up CrossFit Reading. It's down on Progress Drive off of East Side Road. That's where I train, and these guys are phenomenal down there. I just talked with Jordan, one of the trainers there, and they're more than happy. Of course, depending on where your child is along the autism spectrum, the number down there is 244 1348, 244-1348. They are amazing. I challenge you to get, if your kid is able to function at all in a class, I challenge you to get them down to CrossFit and not see some benefits from that. We have quick time before the break to talk about the third thing is chelation therapy. If there's a severe form of autism, they can chelate out some of the heavy metals which come from vaccine toxicity, and they can actually pull those metals out with glutathione and other things in which I am not an expert. But we do have an expert in town. He's not exactly in town, but he's in Palisadros, Dr. Stephen Davis. He's at Gesundheit Clinic out in Palisadro. And gosh, I don't endorse him because of any reason other than he's a good guy and he knows his stuff. It's the number down there is 547-4277. And if you missed any of this, if you're driving or whatever, give my office a call and we can hook you up with any of these resources. I have tons of stuff down there, books and everything else. Use me as a resource. That's what I'm here for. Again, it's Dr. Todd Royce. Our number is 243-0889. We need to take a break before our final segment, before we're going to talk about the coup de grace of how to help these kids. You are listening to KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce. And again, today we're talking about autism. And this is our final segment. This time flies. It's unbelievable. It's pretty easy for me to run my mouth for 45 minutes, apparently. However, fortunately, what I do tell you can absolutely change your life. And I want to first talk about a story of a boy named Matthew who recently came into my office. And they had heard that chiropractic can help with autism. And let me say first that chiropractic is not a treatment for autism. We don't treat any condition. We don't treat back pain or neck pain or headaches or toe fungus or bowel disorders or asthma. What we do is we release life into the body. We just do it very well and very specifically when it's done right. And so Matthew came in. We did a complete analysis. We did neurological scans on him. We measured, we took x-rays of his spine. We measured the muscle tension around his spine with surface electromyography. We measured his a thermal reading, which measures what are the nerves doing, especially around his brain stem. How are they affected if he has subluxations, which are misalignments that produce nerve interference that stop life flow through the body. Also, we looked at his heart rate variability, which dictates how to put it simply, what the bandwidth of his nervous system is like when the body is under massive neurological stress, either from autism or vertebral subluxations, or usually both, or massive chemical stress from drugs and vaccines and things, it will narrow the heart rate variability. So we measure that, especially as we progress in care, to see how they do. So Matthew's just this incredible, beautiful, amazing child who, one of those almost too smart for his own good, but severely autistic. And just to give you an idea of what the type of thing that he goes through, I know his teacher very well, who's also a patient of mine, and he will run up to her screaming on a regular basis, and he'll put his head between her legs because she has to squeeze his head really hard with her legs because apparently it gives him some type of relief. He just needs that type of neural stimulation. Now, I'm going to get a little bit into the nervous system and why that is. When the nerves are poisoned from all sorts of reasons, they will you want to look at it like they're almost closing up in the corner and going to sleep or dormant, you might say. And so the nerve cells in the spine need to constantly fire up into the brain. When those nerve cells cannot fire, there's a disorder where the kids need extra movement, or they need some type of stimulation, or they'll be punching themselves in the face, or there's all sorts of things that autistic children do. Well, what chiropractors do is they analyze nerve interference in the spine, especially in the brainstem at the C1 and C2 vertebra. That nerve interference can powerfully affect that body negatively, because what usually happens is, like we said, autism is not just one cause. It's not that vaccines are the cause of autism. It's that nerve interference is the cause of autism. So if someone's born with a vertebral subluxation from a traumatic birth or has a major fall, then on top of that, they have a whole bunch of vaccines, and on top of that, their diet's really bad. Well, it's a recipe for disaster in their health, whether you can label them with autism or not. So we need to check to see the function of that brainstem and the rest of the nervous system in the spine, because that controls the body. So what we did with Matthew is we analyzed the function of his nervous system to find if he had subluxation. Well, he had a major subluxation up in his brainstem. His atlas vertebra, the top bone in his neck, was so far tilted off, it looked like someone had hit him in the side of the neck with a bat. And so we went over the films with his mom and with him in the room, and it looked like he wasn't paying any attention at all. And it was amazing because after we did all that, we got back and we got him scheduled for his series of adjustments that he needed. And I went back and I adjusted him, and with his first adjustment, a gentle movement to his atlas vertebra, his eyes opened so wide and he got this soft, beautiful look on his face. And you never know, because he doesn't talk much. Well, the next day they came back and they brought him back. He had this huge smile on his face, and it was his mom's first rest in years, she told me, because he changed dramatically after that adjustment. And he comes to me, and I didn't think he had paid any attention at all. We have digital x-ray, and we look at him up on the computer screen. He goes up to his x-ray and points at where his atlas vertebra is on the x-ray and says, "Power on, brainstem. Turn my power on." He was almost completely, had almost no language until that one adjustment. He literally had heard everything, and it was like he got it more than most adults get it. It's amazing, like in Rain Man, 246 toothpicks. Anyway, if you've seen that movie, I'm a movie nut. So I don't have time to talk about all these studies. I have literally hundreds of studies of clinical evidence of children getting better under chiropractic care. Now, again, it's not a treatment, but it's amazing how taking vice grips off the brainstem can dramatically improve function in people's bodies. But one of the studies that I'll quickly talk about was interesting. This was in December 2011 from the Journal of Pediatric, Maternal, and Family Health. This is just a few months ago, and a 20-year-old male who was severely abusive to others, he would bite people in the head or the neck 2 to 7 times a week at home, at school, and in public, at the grocery store. This kid, well, not kid, he's 20 years old, would go crazy. After his 6th visit, he's not bitten anyone. Imagine how that affects people. 17-year-old female, she interestingly was screaming and crying and punching herself in the face. She had bruises all the time on her body. She also had scoliosis. They had recommended Harrington rods, which is a barbaric procedure in which they install metal into the spine to stop it from getting worse. There are better solutions than that, I promise. After her 11th visit, she was able to attend a boat cruise and sit for over an hour without being agitated. This is powerful stuff. It's not because chiropractors are great. It's because God made the body to heal itself. Now, imagine how long they needlessly had these problems. That's what irks me and makes me here on my Saturday to teach you folks is that there are solutions that people don't, that they don't fully know. And I didn't get enough chance to express that here this morning. But if you're interested in coming into my office, if you either want an examination to see if you can be helped, or your child or someone you know can be helped, we do a complete set of x-rays, neurological scans, a full examination and report of findings. That's just $47. You can call Belinda. She's waiting now. Also, if you want one of my DVDs or any other resources, or if you want to come to my talks on natural health principles, there's one next Wednesday. Call 243-0889. God bless.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. A drenching rain didn't keep President Obama from taking the stage in Glen Allen, Virginia. 4 years ago, the president won the critical swing state, and he's hoping his two-day campaign sweep will shore up support.
We can't afford to go back to top-down economics. We need somebody who believes in a middle-out economics. A bottom-up economics.
The president also keeping up his attacks on Republican Mitt Romney, portraying him as a Wall Street insider who outsourced American jobs. Romney is spending the weekend off the campaign trail. Virginia's Governor Bob McDonnell not pulling for the president.
I'm optimistic in these counties around the urban centers that are going to be the key to winning with lots of independent voters. Know that the Romney message is better and that it's about a dead heat right now, but that Romney will pull it off.
McDonnell in Williamsburg at the National Governors Association meeting. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Egypt wrapping up a meeting with new President Mohamed Morsi, a member of